Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 302, 303 today. This is going to be our last sim that we're going to be covering in Chelek Beis. Reish Mem is for when you get married, you'll send me an email, and we'll share some shirim on these topics. But in terms of Mishnah Berurah Yomi share, we'll be going to be ending Chelek Beis, which is basically the end of the din, so it's very exciting today. Here we go with the last din on Hilchos Grili Kriyat Shema Alamita. We already read the Mechaber and the Ramah, or the beginning of the Ramah yesterday, last time. Kori Amitoslo Parashu Yishonu Shal Shema, Umavarecha Mapil Chevli Sheina Al Einai. We read Kriyat Shema, and we have a Mapil, the only two things mentioned in the Mechaber over here. We'll talk about the other things shortly. Okay, V'yikra Kriyat Shema Samach Limitoslo. And we said, according to the Ramah, you said you're supposed to read Kriyat Shema Samach Limitoslo, so you don't read Kriyat Shema well before going to bed. When you're ready for bed, you're supposed to read Kriyat Shema at that point. Okay, as Mishnah Berurah points out over here, V'lo yikra Kriyat Shema Shiki Kanis Lishon. Ela kishiro hashashena boi love, you shouldn't do it when you're getting ready for bed, rather when you're ready to sleep, actually. Aval b'knesa gedola kato sheishli kroz miyad. Rather, the knesa, meaning the first opinion over here holds that that you should wait until you feel you're ready to go to sleep and then say Kriyat Shema. According to the knesa gedola, he says, don't wait till the last moment. Shemi yachta fenoshena achakach lo yikro. We're afraid you're going to fall asleep and you're not going to end up reading Kriyat Shema. Vein lachush. We're only worried about hesek, which we're going to talk about in a minute, when you have a big hesek in between. That it's you're laying on your pillow trying to fall asleep, that's not considered a hesek. Even though it took you some time to fall asleep. Now, Yesh lachkur b'dinam elu of Kriyat Shema Alamipa is really the bracha of Hamapil. What is the bracha of Hamapil? Is it mamish like a birkas anenin or birkas mitzvah that it's a bracha on sleep? Okay, it's a bracha on sleep, and therefore you're not allowed to be masik at all, just like you can't be masik between your shakolni abidvaro and your cup of water, and you're not allowed to be masik between your bracha and your tzitzis and putting on your tzitzis, let's say. Okay, so too, you're really not supposed to be masik between hamapil, kriyat shema, and going to sleep. Or it's not exactly, it's more like a bracha that we're just al minago sha'olam. That I'm going to sleep. When we go to sleep, we make a bracha of Hamapil, and we say Kriyat Shema of Shmira at nighttime. But it's not really like, it's not patterned after like a Birkas Hamitzvah, Birkas Hanenin, like we've mentioned before. And that seems to be the Machlokes. Haposkim over here brought down in the Bir Halacha. Look inside the Bir Halacha. Dibur Masel Samech Lebitasa, and this will be able to spring forward with Avalan Halacha Lemaisa to understand the bracha of Hamapil. Says the Bir Halacha. That's what we just read earlier on, that having a little bit of hesek between when you're trying to fall asleep, that's not considered a hesek, but that's understood, because just like, I don't know, you're trying to put on your tzitzis, okay, I don't know, it doesn't work right away, I don't know, you're trying to blow the shofar, and it's coming out not good, that's all part of blowing shofar, that's not considered a hesek. Also over here, you're trying to go to sleep, that's understandable, that's not going to be considered. L'chai Odom takes it even one step further, says, shown. Even if you didn't end up falling asleep, all you did is try and fall asleep, still, your bracha is not going to be considered levatala if you said Hamapil, and then you had a hard time falling asleep, something was on your mind, and you couldn't go fall asleep, and you got out of bed after trying for a long time. It's not a bracha levatala. Similar to a lot of the birchas hashachar that we paskin nowadays, that we say, even if you don't get that specific hana, even let's say, a blind person makes the bracha pokeach ivrim, but that's all. Even if you're dressed dirty in the morning, you still say malbishar with me, you know, even though you didn't get dressed right now. Okay, even if you didn't hear the sechvi, even if you didn't hear the rooster crow in the morning, we still say the bracha shana sadna sechvi nalachim vein yom vein lail. Okay, you're still going to say that bracha in the morning, because al min hagu shel olam, we're making a shevach. And so too over here, even if you didn't fall asleep, it's not considered a bracha levatala. That's the shita of the chayot. And you can imagine, based on this, we're going to be a lot less concerned about really hesek. You try and go to sleep, whatever you, if you don't do it, it's not a bracha levatala. Well, anias daiti. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, no way. Sarach iyan b'zeis, and sarach iyan d'achar, the bracha zu mevarach al atzom. Since this bracha is talking about yourself, you're talking about your eyes becoming tired. Just like the bracha mavir sheina, which we're machmir for, that we don't make the bracha if you stay up all night learning. As we all know, Leil Shavuos, this is one of the key brachas, because it says it in singular. Okay, so therefore, also over here, we're talking about ourselves. Hamapil chavlei sheina. We're talking about ourselves. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's not so true. Okay, V'al kol panim, says the Chafetz Chaim nearly. D'mistapik shema lo yucha achar kach lishon, b'vaday en kedai lechatchil levarech, says the Chafetz Chaim, if you don't think you're going to be able to fall asleep, you have a stuff in your mind, okay, if you generally are going to fall asleep like every other night, so the Chafetz Chaim is going to agree, you go ahead and say amapil. But if you are not going, you have something you're not going, you have a reason to believe that you're not going to fall asleep at night, whether you have insomnia, you have probably fallen asleep lately, or just that day, I don't know, you took a 6-hour nap, Shabbos afternoon, and it's Motzei Shabbos, and you don't know really if you're going to fall asleep. Says the Chafetz Chaim, better not to say the bracha of Amapil, at least not with Shemu Malchus. That's what comes out of the psak of the Chafetz Chaim. Based on this, we could understand now the Mishnah Berurah also in Sukkot and Dalet. So based on this, the Chafetz Chaim says after Kriyatra, he says, "V'im toiv lishtos ledaber is in your nachts." Let's say after you say Amapil Kriyat Shema, you got thirsty, or you have to say something to your roommate or another person that is important. Near it Shemutar, okay, that's going. What Ach Yasser Mikra Parsha Shema? You should go back and say Kriyat Shema again. Oh, here's the kuntz. But if you already said Birkas Amapil, it's not just Kriyat Shema, but also Birkas Amapil, Yizayir Bazeh. You should not, even if it's something important to tell your roommate, don't say it. Even if your Tayyib Lishtot says the Mechavetz Chai, don't do it. Because you're being masik between the bracha and falling asleep, you see the Chavetz Chai takes this very seriously. This is just like a Birkas Hananin. This is just like a birkas a mitzvah, that your mamish is going on going to sleep, and therefore you're not allowed to be mafsik on it. Therefore, according to this, according to the pashtus of the Chafetz Chaim over here, that you're not supposed to do anything after you set up bracha of mapil, you don't drink, you don't eat, the chora. I don't know, it could be even if you didn't say Sviras Omer, you'll have to wait till the next morning to say Sviras Omer. You hear lightning and thunder. You have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, obviously you have to go to the bathroom. But no asher yatsar. According to the Chafetz Chaim, it's mamish esek, and this is the psak also of Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, that asher to do all these things, just like the pashas of the Mishnah Berurah. And this is why. Some say the minhag and briskers don't say hamapil because all these chashas, they're afraid they're not going to fall asleep. And anything that might happen in the middle, they don't say it b'shem malchus at any point. However, okay. Okay, our many achronim disagree with this the mahalach in, you know, including the Aruch HaShulchan and Sivkat and Vav. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sivkat and Vav, he paskins mamish like the Chai Adam over here, who says it's a minagol shel olam hu yivarech, and therefore we don't take hefsekes so seriously, and therefore basically you can do whatever you want. In between, obviously, you have to try your samach lemitasla. You say amapil and kriyat shema. We're not so concerned about hefsekos. Like many times we have seen in halacha, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is like a middle psak over here. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul both paskin halacha lemaisa like this. They take the Chafetz Chaim seriously over here. They hold that you should really make the bracha samach lemitasla as much as possible before you're going to go to sleep. And you should not be masik. You don't stop talking to your friend. You don't do something that, I forgot to do something today. You don't. You go to sleep at that point. However, when it comes to anything that is connected to a mitzvah, they hold that you go ahead and do the mitzvah, whether it is you forgot to count Sviras HaOmer, or whether it is that even if you're thirsty or hungry at this point, you don't have to go to sleep hungry or thirsty. You go take a drink and make a bracha. So that anything that's connected to mitzvah or you need to be a bracha even a birkas and then in that Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul holds you can also say here a bracha of thunder and lightning after you said a mapil, you say the bracha on thunder and lightning like we learned, because over here it's not, we take it seriously, but it's not going to come at the expense of something else. I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul, let's say you get a phone call from your parents, kibud av v'aim. He said, also over there, you're allowed to go ahead and answer the phone for kibud av v'aim. If you know that they need to talk to you, then you even have to be able to answer your phone for kibud av v'aim. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul told me. That, in terms of texting, really texting is not really a hesek. The problem is that you're not going to sleep. If you're going to be texting your friend, and it's not like speaking, but at the same time, it's not going to sleep. Okay, so you're not really supposed to be doing other things. If you have to send an immediate, urgent, something text, it's not as bad as talking, but it's not exactly going to sleep. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul told me, though, in terms of your parents, In terms of your wife, he said you shouldn't be talking to your wife after saying Hamapil. You should only speak to your wife and then say Hamapil. And therefore, I don't know, I said, what happens if you're afraid you're going to fall asleep in the middle of talking to your wife? Whether that's a good idea, Shalom Bayis or not, that happens to probably many of us men. Okay, and he said, and therefore, he said, don't say Hamapil in that case. Say Hamapil without Shema Malchus, and if you fall asleep, you fall asleep. If you're done talking to your wife, then you'll so you could say Hamapil with Shema Malchus at that time. Okay, so that is going to end. This is also the psak of the Halacha Brua for the Sardim, the same type of thing. L'chatchila, we should try and be makbid on Hesek. But if it's going to be tamed at the expense, the Sfiras Omer. Okay, davening, you really went to sleep, and you forgot, you thought you really didn't realize you didn't daven Marv. You get out of bed, you go daven Marv. Now, well, is it the best thing? No, it's not the best thing in the world, but we don't take it to the point where you're going to mafsid in mitzvahs and know that. In those cases, we'll be samach an chayi odom and go ahead and do and mekai in the mitzvahs that we have to do. And even by saying that, asher yatzar for sure, you're going to say, I'll say asher yatzar. Even taking a drink, that also, shom zamanim, morin rabbi nevitz will hold you. Go ahead and make a shak only abi maro, borin nefashos, and taking the drink. Okay, this is all talking, this whole machlok is only talking about where the first, when you say Hamapil, and then what you could do in the middle. Once one has fallen asleep, then even according to the Machmirin, then the bracha is chal. Okay, the Hamapil is going to be chal at that point, and therefore the hetzik's not over. It's just like you made a bracha, and then you start mekayna. You put in your tzitzis even for a second, and the bracha is chal right now. Okay, so now you can't not talk, and the whole day you're wearing tzitzis. As soon as you're mekayna the mitzvah, now the bracha is going to be chal. So it says, you start, I don't know, sleep talking, it's not really a hetzik in the bracha. You're already falling asleep, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. For sure, if you wake up afterwards, you can do asher yatzar, all the things, even according to the Machmirim, you'll be allowed to do. Let's just finish the Ramah over here and the Mechadra over here. What other things in Kriyat Shema we have? It says over here, okay, after it tells us over here, Ein ochlin v'shotim lo medabri achar Kriyat Shema shalom itaso, the Ramah sounds very much like, don't eat, don't drink. After Kriyat Shema, you should miyav shenamar imru b'vavcha mishcham v'do musel. Are you allowed to read Kriyat Shema while lying down? Look inside, we'll stop over here, look inside Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Vav, Rotzal Omar. It's not kedai to lay down and say Kriyat Shema, even if he's lying on his side. However, this is only talking about when you're reading Kriyat Shema. Let's say you die an hour early, and now you're reading Kriyat Shema to be Yotze your Dei Chova. That's when we're makbid not to be lying down in bed when you say Kriyat Shema. Like you die an early Marv. Then you have all the dinim of Kriyat Shema. But if you already read Kriyat Shema Zman, you already yotze your chovah of Kriyat Shema Shalayla, v'koriya tarak v'shem Kriyat Shema Shalamita, now you're only doing it b'tur Kriyat Shema Lamita, it's only for Shmira, mutter l'chatchila l'krosa b'shchiva, you're allowed to l'chatchila say it lying down in bed. Okay, then he does say v'yesh machmir l'chatchila l'krosa b'amina o b'shiva, those who are l'chatchila says, you should still say it either standing up or sitting up in bed. Achein in kvar shachav l'kliyam mutter l'alta salzida l'kro, if you're lying down in bed, everyone agrees, then you can move over to the side. Marid Rabbi Nevinzal said, if you love Yotzi Yerchova, you can rely on the first opinion over here in the Mishnah Berurah and Lechatzchila. Read Kriyat Shema Shalamita. If you've already Yotzi Yerchova, just Kriyat Shema Shalamita, lying down. Then the Mishnah Berurah just goes back, something that we already saw in the Ber Hayitiv. He says a little bit more. One should sleep on his side, dafka, in order that it does not come to shichvat zelavatala. V'isser gadol lishkov praktan. There's an isser gadol to lie, to sleep, either lying on your back or lying on your stomach. Dainu shemush lecha gabov upanav lamala, o shapanav tuchos lamata, either up, facing up or facing down. Either way, one should not sleep. One should be trying to sleep on his side. Obviously, if someone rolls around in the middle of the night, you don't have to go and drive yourself crazy, but once you try and go to sleep, specifically on his left side, the one is supposed to go to sleep, as we saw last time in the Behrite.
Better to sleep on the left side, and better to fall asleep in
tzitzis. Tzitzis is also a shmer. That we talked about in Nochel Tzitzis. Then the Ramah goes on, and he says, Vim kara kriyat shema v'lo yochal lishon miyad. Someone read kriyat shema and he can't fall asleep. So the Rosh Yeshiva only talks about one school. It's taking Gemara, that'll help you. He has another school. As chozer v'kore kama pamim. You should repeat kriyat shema over and over again. Zechar zed ad shetishtaka b'shein until you are shokeh b'shein v'shiyah kriyaso somach lishnaso. One is that it's supposed to help you fall asleep. Another thing is that the Kriyat Shema will be samach l'sheinasa. Okay, v'ein mevarchin al Kriyat Shema shal mitasa. We do not. We do not make a bracha on Kriyat Shema Shalamita. And then the Mechaber goes on and adds in all the other things that we also say. And if you open up a siddur of Kriyat Shema Shalamita, it'll mention all these other things. V'omer Yoshir B'Ser Salayon, Yoshir B'Ser Salayon is a special tell that we say for Shmira. That's Yoshir B'Ser Salayon. V'omer. V'omer Hashem Aruv Masaraya Adel Hashem Yeshua. V'omer Baruch Hashem Bayom, Baruch Hashem Balayla, Baruch Hashem B'Shachveinu, Baruch Hashem B'Kumeinu. V'yomer Hashem El HaSatan, Yigar Hashem B'Cha HaSatan, Hashem Shumrecha Mi'atavi Arlam, B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi, Yivarecha Hashem Ad V'yaseim L'Cha Shalom. You'll follow this all in any Kriya Shema Shalom, the card, one of these cards, or in the Siddur you'll see all these psukim that are mentioned. V'omer Ashkivenu Ad Samach L'Chatima, until the Samach L'Chatima. Those are all the extra things you have to say. Are they achiv? They're not mamish achiv, but they're extra psukim to say because of Shmira. There's one more thing that you'll find, or it's really two more things that you'll find in regards to Kriyat Shema Shalamita, and that's based on the Mishnah Berurah over here. That's based on the Berurah over here in Sivkot and Tess. Okay, after explaining all these psukim, kol elo psukim shenagul amrum lahagin shelo yavol chasid chalila davar ra. Okay, it's all protection that the davar ra does not happen to a person in the middle of the night. Vimu chola onus. If he's a chola, daim mashi yomar parsha rishonu shel kriyat shema berkas ha'mafil levad. Someone's an onus. Then, as we see over here, as we said before, the most important thing is kriyat shema and the bracha of hamap. But then he brings down another important nekuda over here. Katva svarim. Shabalaila kodem ashena. At nighttime before going to sleep, nachon la'adam shi'afashvesh b'maisav sha'asa kol yom. A person should look into all the actions of the day. V'mitsa sha'asa aver. If you can think of a different aver, he heard his friend's feelings. Lashon hara. He didn't daven. Whatever it might be that he did, chas v'shalom during the day, yisvada alav. He should do vidui. And that, v'kabalatzah shla'asas od. He should do a full tshuva of kabbalah la'asit. So a person should be mefashvesh b'maisav. It's always a good idea, but here's a specific time of day to think back on your days. The day at a whole had to be mefashish meisav. Ube prat avorosam etzuyim, for sure. Things that are very common can go chanifos. Okay, people who flatter people. Okay, shkarim, lying, leitzanus, being a clown, making fun of serious things. Lashon hara, v'chein avon bittul Torah, tzrichim b'dika b'yosar. You have to be bodik b'yosar because bittul Torah, as we all know, is very much found. And therefore, once you try and mefashish meisav and take upon himself not to do it anymore. And then he gets another, I believe, a very, very important nekuda. I think it's a very important for someone's avodas amidah, so also to do. Gamroi limcho l'chol mishachato connected with tzaro. Also, you're doing vidui, you're taking your own mistakes. Think about making mistakes that other people did to you and try and forgive them for those things. And someone who's b'schuzet, and this is the paragraph, the first paragraph in a lot of the cards. You have Ribono Shalom, Hareini mechol l'chol mishachis v'kninoti. Okay, that whole paragraph over there is basically saying that you're mocho, people who did bad things to you during the day. He says, b'schuzet. B'schus, saying this paragraph, b'schus, being mochel, other people, ha'adam arich yomi, you're going to get arichas yomi, the Gemara Megillah tells us that someone who is mochel, ma'avir al-midosof, and he's mochel other people, then it's going to be marich is yomim, and therefore I recommend that people say that paragraph also before saying a mapil and kriyat shema for their own avodas midos to try and forgive other people who might have done wrong things to us during the day. Okay, so that is... Okay, the last nekuda over here is really cuts off a little bit of our topic over here of a bracha of a mapil, but it gets very interesting. Another interesting topic over here, and it's something I'm sure the Rosh Yeshiva also has talked about many times, and that is al pi kabbalah is not a smart thing to sleep in a house alone. Okay, it's mentioned over here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's brought down over here in the end of Sivkot and Tess. It says Amru Chazar Hayoshin Bebayis Yechidi Va'ainu Balayla. Someone who sleeps in a house by himself at nighttime, ochazto lilis. Okay, what is ochazto lilis? It's some, I don't know, malach shade that you don't want to be. Okay, salam, salam, aleph. Ochazto lilis, ubayis hainu cheder. And he says over here, a bayis means a room. Which mashma over here, even to sleep in your own room, you got your parents got your own bedroom, not a good idea. We'll talk about it in a second. Okay? And then he talks about all the other people who need extra shimur. Okay? Eilu tzrichin shimur mi mazikin. These are the people who need extra protection from mazikin. Chola, chaya, the woman who gives birth, chasson, kala, Ovil v'talmud chacham b'alayla haynu k'shu omed yechidi b'yishon layla v'afeila. All these people need extra protection. That's why chasam and kalam don't go out by themselves. They always need protection. But you see over here, achola also is someone who needs extra protection. Okay, and during the Sheva Brachas, Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds already from the Motzei Shabbos before the Chasna. So the Motzei Shabbos before the Chasna, where they get married on Sunday, or they get married on Thursday, from the Motzei Shabbos before, and I don't know, before the Motzei Shabbos before, and a lot of people are not Masel Makbid on this, but he says that already has a Din Chasna for the Motzei Shabbos before, from the Ofrif, basically. And I don't know if the Ofrif they do 2-3 weeks before, like some of the Minig, but the Motzei Shabbos, he writes, before, already has a Din of Mazikin. Now going back to this Din, very interesting, of Ochastia Lilis. So Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal brings down over here in the Dibur Masel Ochasto. So he says over here, "Ein chashash b'cheder sogor ve'einano." In this sense, so sleeping in your own room, so it's only going to target if you lock your door and there's no light. Okay, only if you lock your door and there's no light, that's where Neven Saul says there's a hakpada not to sleep in your own room. however, "Ein chashash b'cheder sogor ve'einano, o b'cheder muar," whether if it's closed but it's not locked or it's lit up, then it is not a problem of sleeping in your own room. I don't know what Rav Nevinsel would say. I wanted to ask him, I didn't get a chance to ask him yet. Is this also by sleeping in your own, in a house by yourself? If you have the lights on, or you don't keep it, you keep it unlocked, it would also be a heter. Or is it just a heter of sleeping in your own room? That I don't know. Okay? But then he also says, "Ein chashash yishon yechidi b'sukkah." You're allowed to sleep by yourself in a sukkah. "Shayu yoshin mitzel ha'amuna v'shomer mitzel lo yadavar davar ra." Okay, so sleeping yourself in a sukkah, that it does matter. You could be somech on shomer mitzvahs lo yadav ra'ah, but sleeping in your own home by yourself is not a good idea. Then, very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in the Shaar HaTzion. Many people talk about this Shaar HaTzion because it comes out of din. There's really nothing to do with what we're talking about. Look at this. He says lefiza in Os Yedzai hayoshin mechadre yichidi, someone who is sleeping in their own room. Asha bebayis yesh anashim, even if there's more people in the house. You should keep the door unlocked, similar to what Rav Nevinsel just told us. If the door is unlocked, then it's not a problem to be sleeping in your own room. But the olam is noeg lahakel b'zeh.
If the door is locked, would you have light on?
Then Rav Nevinsel says, that's also good. That's also good. He says, v'nirali, afla machmirin. Even those who are machmir to leave the door open, okay? Even though he says the minhag is to be makel, people even lock the door. But he says even the machmir will leave the door open. In bebayis yesham isha levat, if in the other room of the house there is a woman by herself, va'ayidei zeh she patuach ye iser yichud lo yiftechenu v'lo yagia lo shum reyusa. Over here, you cannot allow to unlock the door because then it's going to be an iser yichud. And therefore, if you lock the door, save yourself from an iser yichud. You don't have to worry about bad things happening. That's like shomer mitzvah lo yadavar ki shomer mitzvah lo yadavar. The chiddush over here is not the chiddush over here in sleeping by yourself that he says you can lock the door. What's the chiddush over here? It's mashma from the Chafetz Chaim. If a man and a woman in a house together and you lock yourself in the room, there's no iser yichud. That's what's mashma over here, that you save yourself from iser yichud. The pashtus is not like this. All the poskim scream over here on the Chafetz Chaim because they don't understand. Why is it going to help? Because you locked yourself in the room? Okay, so you'll, you get a little yitzhar, you'll unlock the door, and you'll be alone with the woman in the house. Okay, and therefore the poskim do not recommend such a kula. You're stuck in a place or in a situation, I don't know, it's the middle of the night and you're in the middle of nowhere. It's going to be dangerous if you leave the house. And you're in a little house, so you'll rely on the Chafetz Chaim. Lock the door, and you'll be locked inside the room by yourself, and you have the least the Chafetz Chaim to rely on. But in terms of Hilchos Isser Yichud, don't try this one. It's not a good heter to rely on when it comes to Yichud, because there is a lot of Nicholim that we all could understand. Oh, sorry, you didn't finish the Mechabro. Oh, yeah, we have one more Mechabro, so thank you, Jonathan. Okay, Seed Base. Sif base. Okay, so that's an interesting nekuda. Hilchos Yichud, we're not going to go through Hilchos Yichud right now. There's a lot to talk about. We could talk at a different time along with Simon Reish Mem over here. Kishiyivshok chalukah. When you take off your chaluk, lo yafchanu mimata lamala, you should not turn it upside down. Shim kainim segufa harum. You mean you should not take it off. And then you're going to have your body uncovered. This is some of what they learn all the way at the beginning of Chelik Aleph in Siman Beis, how to get dressed in the morning. Eli Shateno Derech Rosha Vichasa Otzmo Betzedino Vitachas Mitachal Vikanes Bimitoso. He says just like you should not uncover your body when getting dressed, you should not uncover your body when getting undressed. We talked over there, the best idea is to get dressed and undressed in the bathroom, and you don't have to worry about any of these things, okay? That's how Mechaber ends off over here. Siman Reish Mem, as he said, we are not going to go through Reish Mem Aleph. Okay, we're going to read through Reish Mem Aleph over here. Okay, Reish Mem Aleph, nothing crazy over here. This is Echad Mi'advarim. Okay, so you've skipped to page 308. This is Echad Mi'advarim, Shesoni HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, Hamashtim Yifnei Minyoso Aram, someone who goes to the bathroom. He goes, does ketanim in front of his bed while he is naked. Hamashtim yifnei mitaso arum, maybe lidianias is going to cause the person to become poor. Velo amar nelo de bahadar ape lepuria. This is only where when he is facing his bed, though. Ava libroi, if he's facing away from his bed, leislan ba, then we're not so mach. With bahadar ape lepuria, even if he's facing his bed, nami olo olo bahara. It's only talking about when you go to the bathroom onto the floor. Aval bimav, if you put a bucket there, and you go to the bucket, lace, lan, ba, very halach lemaisa, ad kan for chelek beis Mishnah Berurah. Have a great day. Sorry, one last thing, just in terms of ahara, but it's about Siman Reish Mem. There, no one should learn Reish Mem on their own nowadays. Reish Mem is a very complicated, obviously very sensitive topic that should only be learned with someone who is really has a true Masorah. When it comes to these dinim, the halach lemaisa, a lot of things are not done like the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch over here, and should only be learned with a competent posek, someone who has been the kabbal, how the tradition goes in terms of a Jewish home and the halachas of tashrish of intimacy with one's wife, and one should be very, very careful not to take things the wrong way, and people get the wrong ideas. So I'm begging people, do not learn Siman Reish Mem on your own. Don't even look at it. Wait till you have your chassan classes and learn it with someone who knows and is holding and can teach you in the right Masorah.